So let's find out about, when is the, Heather's going to tell us about dump all your stuff.
Right? It's October 5th, Household Hazardous Waste Collection.
That's next weekend.
It is.
Okay.
Coming up pretty quick. So 72 University Services Complex, same place we've had it for a couple years now.
How many years has this been going on, you know?
Oh, God. Probably 20 year mark. Probably.
Is that about right, Jay?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And you've really got it down to a pretty good system.
It is. It's, you know, a lot of years, a lot of people have been doing this consecutively for a lot of years. So we've really worked out quite a bit of the kinks. You're never going to get all the kinks out. Something's always going to come up, but it's...
But it's interesting because so many computer and electronic type things now are part of this. We used to just talk about this is how you can get rid of old paint or chemicals or things like that. But speak to that a little bit about what the things are that aren't chemicals that you can bring.
Nearly every electronic you can think of, you can bring out there with the exception of microwaves or cordless phones, those types of items. But call ahead, call 764-3832 if you've got an electronic that you think might be accepted. Just because there's so many to list, it's usually easier to talk about what we won't take rather than what we will.
Well, something else that's that now technologically, CFLs, those are, they have a little bit of mercury in them, and that's
they
that's
do.
A, that's
you can take those
situation.
There. You can also take those fluorescent tubes.
Yeah.
Now, those are really hard to get rid of during the year. So if you've got any in your garage, get them out right now. There's nowhere that takes those except for now, unless you want to mail them off and pay a hefty fine for that.
Sure. Okay, and what are the hours?
7 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Okay.
Get there early. I always recommend, you know, yes, you're going to wait in line, but as soon as those gates open, you're going to fly through it.
Yeah.
Don't come right at 2 o'clock. We have
like anything else, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not accepting till 2. We close those gates at 2 p.m., try to get there early. Don't get out of your car. Just drive through. We'll unload everything for you. And if you have any questions ahead of time, give us a call or go to the website, 764-3832 or www.bvswma.com.
Say the phone number slower.
Sorry.
That's okay.
764-3832.
Okay, you can do that. And then if you're out of town or for whatever reason, you do it twice a year. So approximately, when's the next one?
And if you're, it's going to be in April.
Okay.
The date's kind of up in the air.
Sure.
But if you are going out of town, give us a call. We may be able to work something out. Just give us a call ahead of time.
Okay. Well,
you guys take old meds too, yes?
We do.
Yeah.
And you know, you can dispose of meds year round at the Brazos County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All one of their warrant officers, Ed Frank, worked really hard to get that set up.
Well, anyway.
Do you take batteries?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good program. And again, it's been going for a while and they've got it pretty well down to a science. It's much more efficient than it was in the early years, like anything else. So some
it
practice,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch.